Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning and inviting you to move forward with me today in an understanding of a greater idea of self and the application of that understanding. This morning, let's explore the idea of being real to yourself and growing real to yourself in a greater way every day. William Shakespeare said, "There are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy." My friends, you are greater than you think you are, always. The great wisdom of the age, both East and West, has come down through the ages in a very interesting and wonderful way, the golden thread that binds all great thinking together, is the realization that we can, if we so choose, grow real to ourselves. Why? The reason's very clear. If there is an intelligence in this universe and it's everywhere at once, then it made us out of itself. Therefore, infinite intelligence is everything we are. Today, my friends, right now, you can choose to do what? You can choose to let go and let the divine think in accordance with itself as you. Unlimited love is the reality of who you are. It's not somewhere else. It's not off in the sky waiting for you to beg it to change its mind about you. It is within you waiting for you to change your mind about yourself. Now, the strength of your consciousness allows you to think affirmatively. It allows you to think constructively. The natural result of doing this is what? It is the action of divine law, and if you let go and let it be your way becomes beautiful in ways you've never known before, and you will find yourself loving the decision you're making. Why? Because love in action as you is producing a new experience greater than anything you've ever known before, right now. You see, as you grow real to yourself, what's happening? You are inwardly allowing yourself to honor and support and celebrate the spiritual essence of you, and that celebration itself becomes the advancing edge of your experience. Anything unlike health disappears. Anything unlike happiness disappears. Why? Because love is the answer, and love in you as you is removing the negative from your thinking. And it is removing it from your action. It is removing it from your reaction. It is removing it from all expressions in your life. And healthy mind, healthy body, healthy world begins to show up in ways you've never known before. The mind of God is your mind, and you use it whether you know you're using it or not. Whether you're a Buddhist or a Baptist, you are thinking, and your thought moving through law becomes effect or the world in which you live. Now, grow real to yourself. This is the great advice of the age. And the reality of yourself is not something less than beautiful, less than intelligence. It is the awakening to realize, as we were asked 2,000 years ago, don't you know your gods? Don't you know that you are an offspring of the infinite with all the power of the universe ready to back up your next idea? Ready to back up your next idea. Now, if that's true, and I believe it is, then maybe you better think about what you think about, because your next idea, moving through law, is going to do something in your body, in your world, in your bank account, in your relationships. The mind of God is your mind. And the intelligence moving through you as you is what? Your world. Your world of existence. Your world of event. Now, today, you can choose. You can choose to enter into the maturity of genuine, positive, right action. Divine mind thinking as you now, in this moment, transforms your living on every level if you let go and let it happen. You see, my friend, Spirit's activity is your activity. Its way is your way when you know what and who you are and act like you know it. See, it's not enough to know about oneness, about love. What you need to do is know as oneness knows, as love knows. And that's a choice. The aspiration of your word is the inspiration of your life as you do what? As you release it to be its own proof. You can prove that changing your thinking will change your life if you change your thinking and observe yourself. The realization of this is the advice given down through the age. Know thyself. Know thyself. Think about that. In the Upanishads, it says, all that is shape or no shape is life. Life is immortality. Now, Dr. Ernest Holmes, in the Science of Mind textbook, on page 406, makes a very interesting statement of truth. Listen to it. Pure spirit, he says, exists at the center of all form of itself. It is formless, but it is ever giving birth to form. The form come and goes, but it goes on forever. The forms come and go, but it goes on forever. You see, now, my friends, is your moment in forever you're responsible for. Today, if you choose to truly be responsible for your unfoldment in this thing called life, realize that you are a spiritual entity and individualization of the one perfect life. Right now, you can recognize the divine presence within you and know that the only presence there is everything you are. Since your world of experience is shaped according to your thoughts, from this moment on, you can choose to do what? You can choose to think constructively. You can choose to use mature spiritual judgment and wisdom as you make your next choice, your next decision, as you allow yourself to give to what's in front of you the best you know how, to be the best you know how to be at work, at play, at home, with your loved ones, with your significant other, with your life in general. You see, when you do this, you're doing it because you are celebrating the freedom of your mind, your freedom to think. Your mind is free at this moment of all negation. Your mind is free of whatever might keep you from experiencing or demonstrating the good you desire. And if there's anything preventing your good from showing up in your life, know that that thing that is preventing it from showing up in your own thinking is now removed. And once it's removed, know you're replacing it with the consciousness of greater good, of health, of happiness, of prosperity. Right now, this morning, choose to recognize yourself as a perfect spiritual being. What else could you be? We are part of the one thing. Ralph Waldo Trine said we're like a drop in the ocean. The drop is not all of the ocean, but everything the drop is ocean. We're like a piece of pie that's not all the pie, but everything the piece of pie is pie. When you know this and know you know it, that you're part of this omnipotence, this omnipresent power, this omnipresent intelligence, then what happens at that moment is you begin to understand the meaning of unconditional faith. Unconditional faith in the goodness of infinite life, of divine mind, of God. The omnipresence of infinite spirit surrounds you. It's everything you are. You move from it, through it, to it. And when you know this and know you know it, what happens is the celebration of the one mind, the creative mind of God, the one creative mind. What happens? Your celebration of it is your recognition that it is constantly remaking, remolding your physical body according to the image of God's idea of the human experience, that you find yourself in celebration, feeling the radiant life in every cell of your body. You're discovering that this awareness cleanses and heals everything that needs to be cleansed and healed inwardly, outwardly, everywhere at once in your life. And you discover something wonderful. And that is by doing this, what we're talking about this morning, you are removing any fear, any doubt, which has assailed you in the past, which has attacked you in weird and weird and confusing ways. You see, your understanding of the truth of yourself frees yourself from your former understanding. The more I know, the more I know there's more to know. This is wisdom speaking to itself. So, my friends, accept your good today. Accept it with implicit faith in the law of your being, knowing that this idea, change for the better, is moving through this law of mind, and it responds to your word. It responds to your word without any hindrance, without any delay. That which you know and believe is what? Is what you experience. So allow yourself to become one with Psalms 31:1. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Lord, L-O-R-D, metaphysically means law, L-A-W, the law of the universe, the law of mind. Now, as you accept this in your own heart and mind, what are you accepting? You're accepting a greater good than you've ever known before. And as a result of this acceptance in your life as your life, the beautiful unfolding as you becomes a celebration beyond anything you've known before. You see, many people today are confused about their place in divine mind, and they're confused about divine mind's place in them. This is true. It's very interesting. Dr. Albert Einstein has said that the number one question in the mind of the human is the universe friendly? Well, we'll discover the answer to this question when we go within, and our discovery is that the answer is yes, the universe is friendly. It gives infinite individualized attention to our health, happiness, and prosperity when we become one with the great wisdom found in Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Now, there's that word again, Lord, L-O-R-D. That means law. There is one law that backs up every idea we believe and act as if it's so. Now, this metaphysically understood means hear or comprehend and appreciate, O Israel, the enlightened human mind that is spiritually awake, the Lord, ultimate intelligent power that is everywhere at once, our God, divine mind, is one Lord, the one force of the infinite. There is no such thing as the infinite, my friends, and something else. Now, the infinite moves through our individualized attention and fulfills itself how? As our event. This is the principle of the infinite in action, and it operates through us, in us, as us, whether we know it or not. As we become aware of the infinite moving from itself, through itself, to itself, as our experience, we discover how to let go and let unbridled positive enthusiasm evolve our world and run away with our healthy imagination. Is there any advice for new students or longtime students of the wonderful art of infinite individualized attention? Yes. And all of us, my friends, all of us who listen to this advice, celebrate our choice to do so. Now, what is the advice? Number one, know there is always more to know. Number two, be teachable and patient. This is because when we let go of the old and set a new in motion, our world can sometimes become crazy. Remember, we have to stay a little crazy to remain sane.
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. I want to let you know about a class we have coming up in March. The amazingly talented Reverend Christy Hardwick will facilitate a four-week book study based on the newly released Full Body Presence by Suzanne Scurlock-Durana. Many teachers stress the importance of living in the present moment, but few give the actual practices to make it attainable. This class will teach you how to return to the perfect navigational system of the body and more fully inhabit each moment. The first 2 weeks will feature special guest Jane Harper, a Half Moon Bay yoga instructor who specializes in Ananda Yoga. To learn more about Reverend Christie's brilliant work, visit her at www.spiritedcontribution.com. I hope you'll plan to join us every Wednesday evening in March from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Tuition is $10 per class or $35 for the entire series. If you are visiting us for the first time, mention KEST at the door to gain free admission to your first class. For more information on all our events, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
Now, number three, know that the experience of metaphysics can sometimes fall into the category of a fad, and we need to be aware of this. You see, the understanding of metaphysics is that the truth sometimes is hidden in nonsense. And what we need to do is clear it away and find the simplicity of the power of self and honor it and act as if it's so. When we know this and do it, everything else becomes theory, because what we know, we do. Everything else is just theory. And this is something we need to wake up to. Number five, capture the wisdom and essence of everything we have experienced and become positive growth and change. Number six, no, there is no such thing as coincidence. Number seven, no, that God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Letting this power operate in us as us, letting it go forth from us, let go and let God. You see, letting the power of this truth be our way allows us to do what? It allows us to really expect positive answers as our health, as our wealth, and as our relationships and abundance and everything else in our life. We move forward in life as acceptance and action, knowing that no matter how limited our situation may seem to be, there is nothing that principle operating through infinite individualized attention cannot solve. As we place our confidence in this power within ourselves, we become grateful for the important part we play, each and every one of us plays, in the greatness of life, and truly appreciate our daily manifestation, and truly appreciate everyone in our life, everywhere. You see, my friends, there is one life. That life is God. That life is our life right now, always has been, and always will be. With enthusiasm, we move forward. With enthusiasm, we begin to celebrate ourselves as we've never celebrated ourselves before. Dr. Rufus Jones said, "When we think of God, we do not mean vague force. not some dim, vapory, abstract reality, not a mere power for righteousness. We mean all that can be expressed by the word, person, and vastly more. Since our word, person, carries with it limitations which cannot be applied to God. It's greater than we think it is. We are greater than we think we are, my friends. I love what Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 618 of the Science of Mind textbook when he said, "We think of the Spirit as the infinite personalness in and through all life. Infinite self-knowingness is the abstract essence of all personality. The very fact that the human comes from the universe in a self-conscious state proves that behind all manifestation there is a power that knows itself." Now, know thyself. What great advice is that? Well, it's some of the greatest advice ever given. Jeremiah 9:24 points out, "I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight." Very interesting. Righteousness means right useness of the law. Right useness, the right use of the law of mind in you as you, in me as me. Now, today, my friends, allow yourself to invest in yourself by realizing that you shall never know any God outside of yourself. So the challenge is, as we are advised, look inward, not outward. It's very interesting, since it's done unto us as we believe. What anybody of any religion at any time believes God is, that's the way it will act in relationship to them, because that is their belief, and that's where it stops. So they constantly prove the God they believe in. Why? Because infinite intelligence is always saying yes to consciousness. So today, if you recognize the perfect immediate presence within you as you, that is love in action, then what happens? Love in action begins to produce a life that's equivalent to love in action. This great life force impels you and me and everyone, if we pay attention to it, to accomplish more in our experience than we've ever known before in the world, and our life and our health and everything around us just keeps getting better and better and better. So my challenge to you today, my friends, is to open your consciousness to the awareness of your own possibility, which is unlimited. With God, all things are possible. Today, know that you are filled with all the energy you need to do whatever you need to do, that you are eager and happy to be the best you know how to be and give the best to what's in front of you today. If you want to master where you want to be, master where you are and give your best to it. So that you're not moving somewhere else to be happier, you're being happier so you can move somewhere else as a greater experience. How many people do you know say to themselves, "Well, when everything gets better, I'll feel better"? Doesn't work. If you want it to get better, feel better, and it will. Feel better, it'll get better. Allow yourself to feel better about what? Feel better about the truth of yourself. When you do this, you begin to radiate goodwill. You begin to radiate a loving kindness, prospered intelligence that is involved in creativity that is a benefit to this thing called life. If you affirm today, "I love and am loved. I love and I'm loved. I love and I am loved." Now, there is nothing that can clutter up your life. Why? Because God permeates every part of your being when you know the truth of yourself. It's doing it whether you know it or not, but when you know it and know you know it, you begin to direct it in a healthier way, a happier way. If you know yourself to be the self of spirit, then you're knowing the truth of yourself. Just put it in first person. Say it to yourself right now as I say it. I know myself to be the self of spirit. Now, what does this imply? It implies that you and I and everyone everywhere, whether they know it or not, abide and stand firm in the wisdom, if we so choose, that we are what? We are divinely protected and guided. And when we know this and know we know it, celebration unfolds. Healthy mind, healthy world, healthy experience begins to unfold, and we discover that we are determining our own future, not something else or someone else. I love what Robert Browning said. "I but opened my eyes," he said, "and perfection, no more, no less, in the kind I imagine, full fronts me, and God is seen, God in the star, in the stone, in the flesh, in the soul, and the clod." Thank you, Robert Browning. What a wonderful idea. I but open my eyes. I open my eyes and I shall see the fullness of truth revealed to me. Today, my friends, the immortal truth of you as you is ready, willing, and able to become anything you let it be. And what is that immortal truth? That immortal truth is that you are made in God's image and likeness. The image and likeness of unlimited possibility is everything you are. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning. Inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blake Owl Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blake Owl and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. If you would like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the-book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax deductible. Even a small donation of $10 or $25 can go a long way to make this program possible. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call our office at 510-656-9955. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.